人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位特别的嘉宾，他是来自 Brilliant 这个城市的市长 Jamie Mada。 欢迎Jamie Mada 市长。
And today we're very honored to have our special guest Mayor of City Buren, Jamie Mada. Welcome, Jamie Mada.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this invitation to a community that I share a lot of things in common, and that I've been to a lot of meetings and, you know, understand the struggles that we all go through.
他说呢，他也很高兴接受西雅图中文电台的邀请来参加这个访问。他也很多次有参加过这样类似的社区的一个访问，他觉得这种交流是非常重要的。
首先呢，我跟大家讲一下，就是 Jamie Mada 呢，他经历非常的传奇。他是出生在是洪都拉斯是吧？
危地马拉
啊，他是出生在危地马拉，不是，他父母是来自危地马拉，他是出生在那个爱达荷这个州的。然后呢，就是他靠自己的努力啊，他没有上过大学，但是靠自己努力呢创业，做了一家建筑的公司。然后呢，后来呢，当选为那个 Brilliant 这个城市的市长，也是这个城市就是非常少有的，就是拉丁裔的一位市长，所以可以说是非常的励志。
And our host just gave a brief production introduction about City Mayor Mada. And he was his parents was immigrants from Guatemala, and he was born in Ohio.
Idaho.
Preston, Idaho. Sorry. And he didn't go to college. He has his own construction company, and he was elected as the mayor of City Buren.
我们首先想要请教一下，就是Mada 市长，就是是什么原因您能够成为那个 Buren 这个城市的市长？
First, we would like to know, Mayor Mada, what makes you become the city mayor?
The wanting to make a difference in the community, knowing the struggles of small business, knowing the struggles of people of color, knowing the struggles of a city that has three communities, very wealthy, working middle class, and very poor. And all threehave different needs.
那么首先呢，我对于不同的这个我们城市不同的社区的人都有很多的了解。我知道他们所努力所要抗争的那个所的事情，我了解小企业主的他们的需求，还有我们的有色人种族族群的这个需求。我们这个城市呢有三个社会阶层，很富裕的富人阶层和中产阶层，还有一些比较贫穷的人口，那我对他们的这样一种抗争都比较了解，所以我想是这个是我成为这个市长。
然后您能给我们介绍一下 Brilliant 这个城市吗？就是基本的情况，包括有多少人口啊，然后有什么样种族的人啊，然后主要是什么样的人口组成。
Could you please give us a brief introduction about the city Buren and its population and what different races to make the population?
Yeah, so Buren is a very diverse community. We have 53,000 residents, 45% people of color, 25% Latino. Buren is called the foodie paradise. We have food from all over the world.We have Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, Mexican, Guatemalan, Moroccan, and I can go on and on. We've had several write-ups. You know, in fact, today we had a write-up about different places in Buren to eat. The New York Times has picked up you know, places where you can eat as well. We're a walkable community, and we're a community that is growing. You know, as Seattle continues to grow, things kind of start going south, and things start getting more expensive, and growth is coming. So I've lived in Burien for 20 years. It's a community where I raise my children. And it's a community that I love and I enjoy being part of. And I want to help make sure that it has growth, but that it's growth that everybody can thrive. Our retirees, our poor, our working class, and our higher income people.
那么我们这个城市呢是非常多元化的一个城市。那 Burien 有 5.3 万人口，其中45%是有色人种，就是少数民族人口。那么其中呢拉丁族裔的人占了25%。那我们这个城市还是一个美食的天堂，我们有中国餐，有越南餐，有摩洛哥餐。他说呢他可以列举很多很多。那么纽约时报呢也对这个我们的一些就是餐馆的做进行了报道。我们还有步行区，很适宜于步行的这样一个社区。那么随着西雅图城市大西雅图区在不断的扩大呢，这个城市也向南边不断扩大，因为 Burien 就是在西雅图的南边。那他说他在这个城市呢已经居住了20年，这里也是他抚养孩子长大的地方，所以呢他想帮助这里更多的人，帮助更多的人能够，比方说有退休的人，或者说贫穷的人，工人阶级，以及富人，帮得给各个需求的人都在这个 Burien 这个地方找到他们适合的生活。
那您作为市长，就是现在 Burien 这个城市最大的挑战是什么？
As a city mayor, what is the biggest challenge do you think you have?
Homeless. The drug epidemic, the lack of affordable housing. Those are the biggest challenges that Burien is facing right now. And the one that worries me the most is gentrification. The inability for our elderly and for our recently graduated college grads to be able to find a place to live and to be able to have the dream of being able to buy their own home at one time.
那么他列举了三个最大有挑战性的问题，一个呢就是无家可归的问题，还有一个呢就是毒品泛滥的问题，还有呢就是经济住房，就是可负担住房这个上面呢还有很大的缺口。那么他最担心的就是一些年长的人和一些刚刚工作的大学生，他们很难找到自己可以住的地方，因为这个住房呢是一个很大的一个短缺。
那目前你们就是市政府有没有有效的办法解决这些挑战？
So, do the city government have effective
solutions
to address these problems?
Yes, so we have started a couple of programs that are very new for Burien with the support of the city council. And we have what they call the LEAD, which it's kind of a diversion program where if somebody gets into trouble, they go to court and they have community court. And there they're able to have services. We also have a navigation team that goes out and finds encampments or people that are unhoused, and we provide services. We have changed some things around in Burien where you can't sleep at the park. We will find you a bed. We will give you a ride to that place, and we'll get you services, right? We should be humane about things and govern with a compassionate lens and making sure that people are housed. That's on the homeless. On the housing, we have just changed some, we're in the process now of changing some ordinances in our city. We're planning for the next 20 years of what the city will look like. And so those conversations have begun now with the community. So we have a lot of community meetings to make sure that we're growing and that we're making sure that the map of the future has input of our community members so that their children will be able to benefit from that.
那么他说我们呢这个在市议会的帮助下呢，我们确实采取了一些新的措施和一些正在进行的讨论，那其中有一个呢就叫 LEAD， 这是也是一个比较多元化的一个就是领导这个措施，然后就是说如果你有犯有这个法律问题，你可以到一些社区的法院去进行审理。那么还有一个呢他叫一个巡逻队，就是他有成立了一个巡逻队这样一个机构吧，然后这些人呢就会走出去看有没有人，因为现在在 City Bureau 呢他是不能就是无家可归的人是不能在公园里露天就是在搭帐篷睡觉，那么找到这些人以后呢就会给他们提供一些服务，帮助他们以人道和具有同情心的方式来解决这些问题。那么上面两个呢是对于 homeless 就无家可归的人的一些措施，那么还有对可负担住房的呢，他说现在也在进行当中一些讨论，他们有一个20年的计划，就是在开一些社区大会，就是在对未来的展望中呢，他们看未来这个城市的地图，他们会安排哪些社区，让哪些人的子女就是可以都有地方去上学工作，所以这些都是在未来的这个计划之中。
就是比如这个城市除了您一开始说的有很各种美食之外，还有没有一些工业，就是或者说business industry 什么，就是能给我们介绍一下吗？
So besides the, you said the City of Bureau is a food paradise. Besides that, is there any other like industries, enterprises you could introduce us?
Yeah, so we have the healthcare industry. That's big in Burien. It's one of our biggest employers. We also have...
What's the name?
So there's several of them. So we got the Francisca medical facilities. A cancer research center was just opened up. A place was just opened up. And so, and then private enterprises, private shops that are in healthcare. So it's restaurant, healthcare. And then there's what we call NERA, which is one of the biggest cold stores on the west coast of the United States. And there we have chocolate that is flowing all over the world. We have different cheese that's there. And so that NERA was developed for stuff that's going to be transported outside of the country.
那么我们最大的一个产业呢是健康工业。那么我们有Francisco 这个大的就是医学机构，还有一些研究中心。那么我们还有除了餐饮业以外呢，我们还有一些其他的中小企业，比方说一些巧克力工厂。那这些产品呢都会被销往国外。
And we also have car dealers that are there on First Avenue. And we're happy that PCC just opened up a new store there. And we have Anko, who put their fourth store in Burien. They're from Australia. And, Trader Joe's. And so the community is evolving as we continue to see growth.
那么我们还有一些汽车企业,汽车店。那么 PCC 也在我们那里开店。还有像 Trader Joe 这样的超市也在我们那里开张。
我听说就是杰米市长也经常一直在扩展那个比如这城市的知名度，也希望能够招商，那你能介绍一下这些情况吗？
I know you are trying to promote City Burien to attract more investment, more business. Could you please tell us how's it going with this?
Yeah. So it's going well. You know, right now there's a hotel that we're talking that's with the investors to come into Burien. So we're hoping to have a hotel here soon. We've expanded the H lane, which means that AmBom has some expansion. And then on top of it, looking at what ordinances are affecting our ability to, you know, grow with housing and in business. There's been a movie theater that wanted to move into Burien, but, you know, we didn't have enough big land for them to be able to set up. We're also, you know, we're making sure we have about, for cover of trees, about 30% is covered of trees in Burien, so we want to make sure that we continue to plant more trees and that we're friendly to the environment. We just banned plastic bags. And there's been conversations with small mom and pop shops, restaurants, and making sure that we don't, as a city, as government, we don't move too fast where we impact the livelihood of people that are there now in Burien. The other thing is there's a couple other developments that are coming down the road. There's been some land that's been bought. And so if you're interested in saying, hey, I want to build something in Burien, or I want to look at what properties are available, our economic development department will help, you know, you in making sure that you can invest your money in the right property that you're looking for, or a business you may want to open.
那么我们呢正在建造一个我们那儿的酒店，那么这个酒店建造出来呢也会带起一些连带的效应，比方说一些住房啊，一些旅游啊。那么我们的这个城市呢30%呢是由植被覆盖的，所以我们也在考虑更多的种植一些树。那我们刚刚呢就是取消了就是塑料袋，所有的超市啊饭店呢都取消了一些就是塑料袋作为一个对环保的一个贡献。那我们市政府的这个采取的各项决策呢，我们不希望就是太猛太快，但是我们希望非常稳，能够发挥重要的影响。那么我们还有一些土地呢可以供大家来投资，如果你需要买我们的地产，那么我们会给你很多的建议，看看你最适合进行什么样的投资，或者什么样的地产投资或者企业的方面的投资。
我们知道就是 Burien 这个城市的就是议员还有市长都是相当于都是义工，那么您是怎么处理好就是自己日常的工作跟市政府就是作为市长的工作之间的一个平衡的？
We know that as a mayor bureau and maybe as a council members of the city council, you guys work like volunteers for the city. How do you balance your daily work and the city office work?
Well, I live my life with 6 rules. In life, you have dreamers, you have talkers, and you have doers. And when I ran for office, I ran for office because I wanted to create change for our community. And the reason that I wanted to create the change is because there's the other 3 parts that I always want to make sure that I'm governing under. And it's the love for community, it's information and education, and it's action. So when I do the work that I do is I got to make sure, obviously, I have to be able to survive and run my business, because we're like the mayor makes $600 a month. So it's not enough to pay an apartment or buy a house. It's more, and that money I end up putting back in the community, having community meetings. Because to me, life is not always about the money. You have to have time for building our society and our communities. And if it's not me, then who?
那么，他说，那他呢有几个人生准则。他说，那人呢可以有，就是说3种情况：一个呢就是做梦，一个呢就是高谈阔论，还有呢就是实干。那么他作为就是竞选这个做市长呢，他是希望能够创造一些真正的改变，这个行动。那么他希望自己呢的这个政府的这个行为呢，都是在3个原则的这个指导下。第一个呢就是对社区的爱，第二个呢就是要提供就是信息和教育，第三呢就是他想要更多的有行动。那么于是呢，他从一开始就知道呢，他还得。就是说就算当上了市长呢，他还要做自己的公司，因为市长的工资呢薪水呢一个月就是$600，那这个$600呢不足以就是连就是付房租费都不够，所以他必须还得要有自己的就是说工作其他的这个工作收入来源。那么但是呢他说钱不是生活的全部，他就是非常希望能够通过自己的这个行为呢能够为社会建立起带来一些好的就是改变，所以这就是他的想法。
嗯， 有没有就是当市长以来就是有没有什么感想，就是特别喜欢的地方，然后或者说还有特别困难的地方，能跟我们分享一下吗？
Can you share some moments that you feel most happy or most difficult time since you were elected as a mayor of a bureau?
Well, I think the happiest time as being the mayor is the way I believe building community is by having community events. Last year and this year we had the B-Town Fiesta, which was predominantly focused on, you know, the Latino community with Spanish music, you know, Latino, you know, tacos, cultural dances. I want to be able to have a Somali event in Burien. I want to be able to have a Chinese event in Burien. I want to be able to, you know, have a Korean event in Burien, Vietnamese. And why, right? The question is, why would you want to have this? Because when it comes to music, food, cultural dancing, it's not scary. It's fun. You get to see other cultures, dances, traditions. And that's how we need to learn as a society to be accepting of one another. So that's my happy moments of what I'm helping create and build.
他说呢，他觉得最高兴的一个就是他帮助，在他的努力下呢，他帮助了建立起来一些文化活动，比方说他去年就做一个就是嘉年华的这样一个活动，组织了一些拉丁裔的人来吃taco，然后大家在一起唱歌跳舞，非常开心。那么他还希望能够做索马利族裔人的这样一个文化活动，给中国人也带来这样文化活动。那在这些活动当中呢，大家可以把各自的传统给带到一起来，然后可以更多的互相理解和接受。那么这个做这样一种建设呢，是他自己觉得当市长以来最开心的时候。
My hardest has beenthe color of my skin, the color of my hair, and the fact that I speak another language. My race was very difficult, but at the end of the day, there was enough people that wanted to see a change in the community that they wanted to vote for what I believed in, my values, and it didn't matter what color or language I spoke as a second language.And then my policies, right? I believe that in a society we need to protect our most needy, our immigrants who come to this country without knowing the language, not knowing the culture, and then having to learn that. And then on top of that, being harassed, to me, it just wasn't acceptable. And I'm a supporter of a sanctuary city. Burien is a sanctuary city. It just went to court. We won on both appeals. And so I'm very happy that we can protect individuals at a federal level. We haven't been able to address the immigration situation in our country, so we've had to regulate it locally. And that caused last year an individual to be upset, and it was a hate crime that was caused upon myself through him, grabbed me by, you know, by my neck. And there's three reasons why this is wrong. Number one is I'm an elected official. I was elected by the people of the city. Number two, it shouldn't matter whether you are from another country or your heritage from another country. Like, I can't change being brown, having black hair, and speaking Spanish. But I'm an American. At the end of the day, I'm an American. I represent the same values as anybody else. That I want to make sure that America is a place that's going to be beneficial and that the children are going to be able to prosper. But on third of that, you shouldn't put your hands on anybody. This is a developed country. You know, we want to make sure that people are protected and that the security and the safety of our community members is number one. So this individual has been brought up on charges. And we're going to wait to see how the judicial system responds back. I'm very, I know that our judicial system sometimes doesn't work 100%, but I would say the majority of the time you find justice when an incident occurs to you.
他说，对他来说困难的时候呢，就是他发现他觉得自己的头发的颜色、皮肤的颜色和他说另外一种语言，那这个给他带来这个就是他的种族，因为他是拉丁主义的市长，那这一点给他带来很大的困难。因为到最后呢，他是被选上的市长，所以他人们选他是因为他的价值观，人们赞同他的价值观，而不是因为他的其他的就是肤色或者头发这些。那么他就是一些其他国家的人文化的人来这儿呢，因为他们都不知道不了解美国的文化或者语言，所以大家都应该在一起互相接受。可是呢，他就在去年呢被一个人所袭击，因为他支持这个城市庇护城市 Buren 是一个庇护城市这样子一个政策，他是一个这个政策的支持者。那么因为他认为在联邦的法律上呢有一些对这些移民啊有一些保护不到的地方，那只能通过地方政府的措施来保护这些人。可是这个人呢，就是因为他去支持，因为市长支持庇护城市呢，他非常有仇恨，所以他有一个仇恨的一个罪行，所以他就被袭击了。然后那个袭击者呢，就从背后呢袭击了，就是扣住了他的脖子。那么他认为有三个原因，都无论如何他就不应该发生这种事。首先，他是被选上的市政府官员。那么第二呢，要不应该因为他是有色人种而来对他做这样的事情，因为他们都是因为他自己也是美国人，他都一样的赞成美国价值观。他们的孩子都是在美国所长大。那么第三呢，他就认为无论是什么情况，你不能对任何人采取这种行动，那这是一个法治的国家。那么现在这个袭击者呢已经被起诉了，那么正在等待司法的审判的结果。那么司法这样的法院呢，虽然不是100%都会没有偏差，但是在大部分情况下呢，正义和公正都是会最后所会得到响应。
好，我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
Bella， 你恋爱了？
哪里有啊？
那你为什么这样的容光焕发呢？连双下巴都没了，就像变了一个人似的。
我啊，只是去卓玉医美打了2针，你看看，脸上皱纹没了，脸也瘦了，双下巴也不见了。
Hello， Tony 啊，我们今晚去看电影。
好呀，那就今晚见喽。
卓玉医美是您重返青春的最好朋友，干细胞水光针、微针、Botox 肉毒除皱、瘦脸针、玻尿酸填充，美丽人生不是梦想。夏季筹兵进行中，地址在 Bellevue 市中心，电话425-589-5747，425-589-5747。
为了庆祝重阳节，西雅图尊贵纪念活动提供者将于10月5日星期五以及10月6日星期六，从上午9点到下午4点，分别在兰顿市的绿幕纪念公园以及贝尔维尤市的落日山纪念公园举行重阳节庆祝活动。在你缅怀逝去亲人的同时， 也可参观这些纪念公园的新物业，并提早规划以获得优惠。更多详情请致电425-490-4297，425-490-4297。我们十月初的重阳节纪念活动上见。
到我们的美国故事栏目的节目现场，今天我们非常有幸的请到 Billings 市的市长杰米·麦达。杰米呢，他是个挺传奇的人物。那么他是父母是来自危地马拉，是 Latino 啊，然后他是出生在爱德荷，但是小时候是在华盛顿州的叫伊弗拉。What's the city name of?
So I was raised in a small town called Ephrata.
Ephrata,
yes.
在华盛顿州叫 Ephrata 的一个小城市长大，但是呢，他虽然没有读过大学，也没有读过高中，但是呢，他自己做建筑这个生意做得越来越大，然后呢，在 Billings 这个城市呢也生活了几十年，也是抚养他的孩子。那他去年当选为比伦市的市长，同时呢他全职的工作还是他的建筑公司啊。那刚刚呢就是杰米跟我们分享他当市长的心得的时候呢，向我们披露了一件我们不愿意听到的事情，就是他因为支持庇护城市就被一个可能政治上比较激进的人士袭击了，就是说这种故意伤害啊，所以这非常的遗憾。那么杰米，你能不能跟我们介绍一下当时您被袭击的时候是什么样的心情？是就是什么样的心情？
OK, Mayor Mata, there's a the story we just heard, but we feel, you know, we would rather not to, it didn't have, never happened, but you were assaulted by a man. So we would like to know, how did you feel at the moment?
Well, I was shocked. And, you know, the man is older, but I felt that, what if he comes back, right? It comes back with the gun. So I went through my head. And then, like 24 hours later, I'm going, this was wrong. Like, this shouldn't have happened. Like, and I had to stand up, right? Like, I could have continued to live life like it happens to immigrants to this country, that sometimes it doesn't get reported, right? You just move on because you're happy that you weren't hurt, that you didn't die. And it's just, you know, you're going to be more careful next time. But we live in a developed country. This is the free world. We have a constitution that protects us all, regardless of where we come from, what language we speak. Soldiers have died for this country that are Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Latino, whites. To have a country where we can all, you know, be part of building our economy, and we cannot allow hatred to be normalized. This is what the Latinos are going through in our country right now is nothing new to other immigrants. It happened to the Italians, the Irish, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Native Americans, the African American, but we should make sure that we have learned from our past as a society, and that whenever there's any sign of aggression, of violence, that we combat it legally, and that we set the precedence that this will not be tolerated.
他说他当时呢是非常的震惊。那个袭击者呢是一个老年的年纪比较大的人，他当时呢就在想，如果他回来怎么办，带回来一把枪怎么办。那么直到24小时以后呢，他好像才就是回过神来，他就想他一定要站出来，就是这件事情。那么很多移民遭受了一些种族主义的待遇或者说一些袭击呢， 他们都庆幸自己没有受伤，没有被没有被伤到，也没有死掉，就不报警。那么他就是自己下次当心点就行了，但是他觉得这样不行，因为这是在美国，就是在这样一个发达的自由的有宪法保护这个法律所保护人们的安全的人身安全这样一个国家，那这种事情是不应该被容忍的。所以他说有很多士兵也为我们的国家而捐躯，那么有来自世界各国各族裔的人，有中国人、日本人，有白人，有印度人，有非裔的人，他们都是在为这个国家的经济建设所出力，那么仇恨是不应该被滋长的。所以那么这样一种仇恨呢，其实对其他一些族裔的人来说并不新鲜，我们常常时有耳闻所碰到的这样的一些事情。所以我们要跟就是像这些暴力和攻击的行为呢做斗争，用合法的途径跟他与他们与这些暴力行为攻击行为做斗争。
那我们知道就是特朗普总统上台之后，他对移民就比较严厉，就是移民政策就比较收紧，而且特别是他跟墨西哥之间要修墙啊什么这样的政策之后呢，就是能够就是作为庇护城市就比较难，就是当然您作为一个市长能够坚持做庇护，就是把 Bullen 成为一个庇护城市，是不是有一些压力？
You know, in Trump's administration, he put on a very strict policy on the immigration issues, and he suggests building a border wall. So, do you feel pressure to make Bullen still a city of the
sanctuary city?
Well, look what happens at a national level. It's through us electing our representatives. I don't agree that the wall will work on immigration. We have so much technology nowadays that we should be using that. We have drones. We have the greatest military in the world. I mean, Trump today was talking to the United Nations that we are a mighty military force. And we hope that we don't ever have to use it. So if we have a mighty military with major intelligence, then that's what we should be using at the border. Fear has never, it's never worked in our country. I mean, we've done that before. We had concentration camps in this country, just like we have the one set up for children at the border. The reality is that we need to build relationships with other countries. We need to build a strong relationship with Mexico. And we can't do it out of fear. There's a reason why people are migrating to the United States. We had very bad people who came to this country when they were little and ended up, you know, getting involved in gangs. They end up getting deported to Guatemala, Salvador, where they don't have a strong infrastructure. And so what ends up happening is that those countries have been destabilized by crime and by bullies. And so now what we have is we have migration of children and families that are trying to get away from that. You know, my mom and dad, it's not like when they were little, they wanted to come to the United States. I'm sure that they wanted to build their families in their country. Chiquita Banana, everybody knows what Chiquita Banana is. The corporations were brought into Guatemala, and the corporations were protected by the military, and it destabilized the country. So, you know, my mom, my dad fled Guatemala and fled to the United States. Now, as a nation, we have failed in the immigration situation we have in our country. But if we start using our police officers to enforce immigration rules and regulations, what happens to the fabric of our community? You know, if my daughter is walking down the street and, you know, whether it's a person's a documented white, black, Asian, Latino, if they commit a crime, I would want somebody to be able to say, I saw who did it, and not be scared of saying who did it because they're scared of being deported. That's the reason that at a local level, we had to create regulations, because the federal government hasn't stepped up and figured out the immigration situation. There's a demand for workers in America, and it's been fulfilled with the immigrant workforce, cleaning restrooms, janitors, farm workers. You know, my parents were farm workers. I was a farm worker. So those are the jobs that individuals come in and do. I do believe that the immigration system in our country is broken, and we need to get up to better standards, because we're a world economy. I mean, we're no longer just the United States economy.
他说我对美墨边境的造这样一个桥呢，我是不同意的，因为我们现在有非常发达的科技，和就是一些我们还有世界上最强大的军力。虽然特朗普总统在联合国说我们有最强的军力，但是我们希望也可以不要用它，但是他觉得最强大的军力又不要用它，他觉得这个也很好笑。然后他说这个就是建立仇恨呢，是恐惧呢，是没有去危险的，这个是不起作用的。我们真正需要做的呢，是与周边的国家都建立良好的关系，美国也需要跟墨西哥建立良好的关系。那么这些非法移民，或者说这些移民，他们移民到美国来呢，他是有一定的原因的，因为他们自己的国家呢，基础建设呢，有些就比较差，所以呢，有一些街头混混呢，就是，所以呢，父母就希望自己的小孩能够到这个美国来。那么有些小孩小的时候来了以后呢，他长大了呢，也就加入了这些黑帮。那么其实他自己，他说他相信他的父母当时并不想就是离开家园，而是想在危地马拉自己的国家所建立的家园。但是呢，他们碰到政治上的动乱，于是呢，他的父母只好就是逃到了美国。那他认为这个马特市长呢，他认为美国现在的移民政策呢是被破坏了，就被失败了。因为当你开始用警力去对付这些移民的时候，他想象一下，如果他自己的孩子在马路上，他被警察去问你有没有一些合法的拘留的文件，你有或者没有，那么或者他在碰到一些事情的时候，他希望无论是有没有合法的这些文件，你都应该不要有恐惧，不要怕，能够站出来去作证，就是谁做了坏事，谁在街头上去指证那些犯罪的人。那么像这些措施呢，中央政府就是联邦政府都没有做到，就需要地方的政府来去做这些工作。而且他认为美国也需要一些劳动力，比方说农场需要农场的工人，那他自己呢也是农场工人，就是以前那个餐馆或者说饭店都需要一些清洁工，一些劳动力，那么这些移民过来呢，就是可以做这些工作。所以他认为现在的移民政策呢正在有所被破坏，就是需要有地方政府来修补这样的政策。所以比如说呢，就是他支持做一个庇护城市这样一个政策。
我们再进下广告再回来。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
华州劳工与工商保险服务部 Labor and Industries 负责保护华州的劳工安全。如果你在工作中受伤或罹患工作相关疾病， Labor and Industries 提供工商保险，以支付多数华州劳工的医护治疗费用。如果你在工作中受伤，你应该告诉你的雇主，并且选择一位医生接受治疗。致电免付费电话877-561-3453，使用你偏好的语言与本部门联络，以确认你的索赔案件已经收到。 并且请尽可能安全且快速的复制。
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目。请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回到我们美国故事栏目的节目现场。那今天我们非常有幸的请到了 Billings 市的市长 Jimmy Mada。 我还是非常的钦佩那个 Mada 市长。那首先他没有上过高中，没有上过大学，是从做木匠开始啊，所以能够做到市长，而且呢他的企业也挺大的，有50-60个人啊，就是一个建筑公司，这是非常励志的。然后他当市长期间呢，也是维护这个少数民族的权益，所以他把他的城市作为一个庇护的城市，那么跟美国总统的政策是不一样的，所以他也承受了一些压力，甚至呢还被人家袭击，所以呢这个是非常的不简单啊。那么我还是想问一下，就是梅达市长啊，就是您从一个木匠做到市长啊，就是谁对你的影响最大？是你的家里人吗？还是你的还有妻子，还是同事，或者说还有没有人生的导师，比如说 mentor 什么的，那能给我们介绍一下吗？
Yeah, we admire you very much from your experience. You used to be a carpenter, and now you are a city mayor. So we'd like to know who gives you most impact, like who gives the most influence. Is it one of your family members or your colleagues or your wife?
I think it's been a lot of people, right? First off, with my mother.The power of a woman who I admire, my father, who I've admired. And the reason is why I admire immigrants. I'm very fortunate and very blessed to speak English and to have been educated in the United States of America. I can't imagine going somewhere else without knowing the language, the culture, with nothing, zero, and having to start a life. I mean, it would feel scary. And along the road of my life, I have had many mentors. I've had white mentors, black mentors, you know, Asian mentors. And to me, it's just I have the love for people, all people, because we're all here to be able to, you know, do the same thing that we all want, which is have our children, raise our children, make sure they're successful, get old, retire, rest, and then die. So the question is, what did you do to help change the world to be a better place and to make sure that you left the world a better place for your children and your grandchildren? Because at the end of the road, I only get to see 3 generations behind me and 3 generations after me. My son, his son, and maybe his son or daughter. I always get inspired by people who their passion, their goals have not been put aside, but they keep going. And I am a positive thinker, you know, energy flows where the mind goes. And so you have to be positive every day and be happy that you're alive and that you're healthy.
那么他说给他影响的人呢有很多，那么其中首先呢是他的母亲，这个作为一个女性的这个力量呢，他就传到了他的身上。那么他也非常敬佩他的父亲，那个的父母，他对父母这种敬佩之情呢，也就是为什么他非常佩服那些移民。因为他很幸运呢，他能够在美国接受教育，说英语。可是呢，他就是非常 就是难以想象。那有的移民来到这个国度呢，是语言文化都零，就是说一无所知，那其实这个想想就是让人非常害怕的。所以这些移民来到美国是需要很大勇气的。那么他还说，他有很多人生当中呢遇到了很多导师，有白人的导师、黑人导师和亚洲人的导师。那么这些人呢都给了他爱，因为他们都有共同的愿望，就是在这片土地上就是生儿育女、好好工作，然后养老，最后呢就去世。所以在这个土地要度过这样的一生呢，大家都希望能够把这个地方变成更好的地方，让给子孙后代留下更好的地方。那他说他人的一生呢就最多可以看到六代人，向前看三代，向后看三代，比如说他的孩子，他孩子的孩子，也许有可能呢他可以看到他的下面，就是说下第三代人。那么这个他有很多的人，这些人的这种激情啊，这种就是说愿望，都是鼓励了他，因为他们没有忘记自己的初衷，没有忘记自己的就是说最初的热情，来到这个土地的热情在哪里，有着非常积极的这个人生的态度。那这些呢都给了他很大的影响。
我们知道就是麦德市长经常出现在华人的社区的活动上面啊，然后下个月呢麦德市长也会去中国访问。那么您能介绍一下就是您参加中国社区的活动的一些情况吗？
I know you joined a lot of activities or events in the Chinese community, and next month you'll be visiting China. Could you please introduce some situation like you were in the Chinese community?
I love it. So when I think about, you know, my parents coming to America and not knowing the language, I was just saying today that's the first time I get interviewed in a different language that I don't speak. I've always been fortunate that I spoke English or Spanish. But the Chinese community is a very loving community, very inviting community. And I look forward to being in China. I've read about China and I want to learn more about China. And so I look forward to, you know, interacting with the Chinese community in China.
他说他在中国人的社区的这些活动呢，他都非常喜欢。然后呢，他就像今天呢，他是他第一次接受一个就是他自己不会的语言的这个节目的采访，因为他以前接受不是西班牙语就是英语的采访了，这些呢他都会。可第一次呢接受一个陌生的语言，就中文这样的采访。所以他说中国人呢非常热情好客，所以他对下个月去中国呢也非常充满着期待。他更多的想要学习这个国家的文化，期待跟中国人交流。
你会讲中文吗？
Do you speak Chinese?
你好 that's only one I know. No mas. But, you know, I hope that next time I come, I will learn more languages, and because I want to be able to let the Chinese community know that it's important that we vote and that we know who we elect. And then I want to be able to speak in that language. I want to be able to speak in Chinese.
他说现在呢，他可能就只能会说你好。那么他下一次来的时候呢，他想要学一点中文，因为他想要对中国的就是在这里的选民呢对他们说一些中文，因为他们要给向他投票呢，就是能够知道他们是在给谁投票。如果可以说一些中文的话呢，他就可以跟中国的选民有更多的交流了。
我希望下次见到你的时候，我也会用西班牙语向你说你好。
Yeah, he hopes next time when he sees you again, he can greet you with Spanish.
Gracias.
Oh, wonderful. 那最后一个问题就是您同样作为一个少数族裔，现在是玉林市的市长，那么你对我们华人有没有什么在这方面的建议？
Okay, same as us Chinese people, you are a minority, but you're a city mayor. Do you have any suggestions to us Chinese people?
Stay united, vote, question your elected officials, and make sure that you continue to be involved in our community and making sure that you outreach those non-Chinese communities to build strong relationships. Because at the end of the day, with the trade war, what's going to help us is relationships at a local level.
他给出的建议呢，就是中国人应该要团结起来，应该要投票，然后多参与到社区和一些社会事务当中去，那么要多交流，要去多去触及其他不同文化的人，因为在这样子的一个贸易战的前提下呢，人与人的交流沟通是更为重要的。
好，谢谢金美麦的市长，我们也希望您在明年的选举当中能够顺利连任。
Thank you very much to be in our studio, and we hope you get re-elected in next year's running.
谢谢 ，Thank you.
谢谢。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3)免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。